to the kind of love that's conditional or that sets limits. But God's love, there's no limits to God's love. And Psalm 107 talks about that. And it says, oh, thank God. He's so good. His love never runs out. All of you set free by God, tell the world. Tell how he freed you from oppression, then rounded you up from all over the place, from the four winds, from the seven seas. Has anybody got a testimony like that? Did he round you up? He delivered you from the oppression and the depression of the world. Some of you wandered for years in the desert, looking but not finding a good place to live. Half starved and parched with thirst, staggering and stumbling on the brink of exhaustion. Then in your desperate condition, you called out to God, and God turned his back on you. Is that what he did? No. No. He got you out in the nick of time. He put your feet on a wonderful road that took you straight to a good place to live. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. He poured great draughts of water from parched throats. The starved and hungry got plenty to eat. Now that was people that didn't have a place to go. And God said, and they called on to God in desperation. In other words, he was their last resort. Now I don't want to get that far, but that first part I read said, because of their desperate condition, they called out to God. Now let's see what happened next. Some of you were locked in a dark cell, cruelly confined behind bars, punished for defying God's word, for turning your back on the high God's counsel. A hard sentence, and your heart so heavy, and not a soul in sight to help. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition. He got you out in the nick of time. Boy, that's a familiar phrase. You call out to God in your desperate condition, and he'll get you out in the nick of time. He led you out of a dark, dark cell, broke open the jail, and led you out. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. He shattered the heavy jailhouse doors. He snapped the prison bars like matchsticks. So some of us didn't have a place to call home, had nowhere to go. That might have been spiritually. It might have even been physically. And we look back at what God has provided. Some of us may have been on the brink of losing everything we had or had nothing. And look what we've got today because God has prospered us. Amen?
Amen.
Some of us were in jail. Some of us may have physically been in jail. And some of us may have been spiritually bound up. And we called out to God in our desperate condition. And he delivered us in the nick of time. But then listen to this. Some of you were sick because you lived a bad life or made bad choices or didn't take care of yourself. Your body's feeling the effects of your sin. You say, well, I don't remember doing anything. Well, you know, sometimes just the stress, the worry, the lack of knowing what God will do for us. You couldn't stand the sight of food, so miserable you thought you'd be better off dead. Then you called out to God in what? Your desperate condition. And what did he do? He got you out when? In the nick of time. I like that. He spoke the word that healed you, that pulled you back from the brink of death. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. Offer thanksgiving sacrifices. Tell the world what he's done. Sing it out. There's more in that chapter, but I'm going to stop reading there because you realize we call out to him in our desperate conditions, and he delivers us in the nick of time. I think the scripture verse that we've all memorized from that is he sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them from all their diseases, from all their transgressions. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm not worthy. My life of sin or the way I lived or I didn't take care of this, so all this came on me because of that, so why should I be worthy to be healed? You're not. But he made you worthy. because of the grace of Jesus Christ. We're worthy and we're made righteous because of Him. And that's the reason why. Am I worthy today? He made me worthy. Whatever desperate condition you're in today, I pray that you'll call out to Him and He'll deliver you. When? In the nick of time. Now, today may be the nick of time, but I know He will deliver you. Amen? Amen. And that last line says there, offer thanksgiving sacrifices. Tell the world what He's done. Sing it out. Are you ready to do that today? Are you ready to sing out and praise Him for His delivering power? Can you lift up your hands and begin to thank Him that He sent His word and that He healed you, that He delivered you, that we who had no place to go, He found us a good place to live. We who were in prison, He delivered us and destroyed the gates that held us bound and the chains. And we who were ill or sick, He says, I'll send my word and I heal you. Why? Because you call on His name. We call on Your name today, Father God. Amen. Some of us are in desperate positions today. Desperate conditions. Lord God, I just thank You for sending Your word. That's all we need, Father God. Your delivering power, Your saving grace. Amen. As we worship and as we praise Him this morning.
Wonderful, so wonderful is Your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, or heart could fully know. How glorious, how beautiful You are. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Powerful, so powerful, Your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works display for all to see. The beauty of Your majesty awakes my heart to see. How marvelous, how wonderful You are.
Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must
wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as You. You opened my eyes to Your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as You. One I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Beautiful one I love, beautiful.
upon my soul, mercy. You opened my eyes to your wonders,
wonderful love.
You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing.
Growing up, I was raised in a good church in that salvation was ministered, but the only reason I got saved is because I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't understand that God wanted to have a relationship with me. You know, sometimes people will come to the Lord out of fear, but if they don't soon find out about the love of God, they won't stay because it's a love that holds you. How many of you know that? It's a love that holds you in a relationship, not fear. So, you know, we just thank God this morning again for the depth of his love, his greatness, awesomeness, his power. You know, the song, he took me out of the miry clay, set my feet on a rock. He's got the power to do that. Amen.
Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God,
power of the spoken word of God. Amen. In our desperate.
Into the darkness you shine.
Come on.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
How God is greater, how God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Then in your desperate condition, you called out to God, and he got you out in the nick of time. Then in your desperate condition, you called out to God, and he got you out just in the nick of time. Father God, we praise you. We magnify you, church, as we praise him and magnify his name this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify you. We praise you and glorify you for what you're doing in this place. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near,
and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yeah.
And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles. But until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on.
And there will be no end to these
troubles, but until that day come, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord.
Yeah.
We're singing, oh, no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm.
Oh, no, you never let go.
Say every high and every low.
Oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
We're singing, oh, no, you never let go.
Through the calm and through the storm.
Oh, no, you never let go. Every high and every low.
Oh, no,
you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Do you see the light this morning? Come on.
And I can see a light that is coming
for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. Come on.
And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes,
we'll live to know you here on the earth,
and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear?
We're singing,
oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm.
Oh no, you never let go.
Every high and every low.
Oh no,
you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Oh, just close your eyes and see that light.
Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be no end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. Singing, oh no, you never let go.
Through the calm and through the storms.
Oh no, you never let go.
Every high and every low.
Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Oh, we're singing,
oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go.
Every high and every low,
oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. You never let go of me, oh. You never let go of me, Lord.
Hallelujah. I just saw a picture of Jonah, and I thought of that. You know, even as they were throwing Jonah overboard because he confessed that the storm came because of his rebellion, God had prepared a way to save his life. And you know, and even when we are out and when we're doing and involved and the doubt is there and all that, God sends a fish or something to deliver us. The fish was sent to deliver Noah. Noah, listen to me. Jonah. Praise God. In the nick of time. Keep him from drowning. Now, he may not have liked being in the belly of that fish. But while he was in the belly of that fish, he realized and he began to praise God. In the desperate situation. What was it, that word? In desperate. Then in your desperate condition, you called out to God, and what happened? He delivered you. And what was it? This word said he got you out. When? In the nick of time. Whew. Singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Amen. As we worship God, he just wants us to bless him. Because he said there at the end of what I read, offer thanksgiving sacrifices. Tell the world what he's done. 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name.
Worship your home.
sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name.
Hallelujah. As we praise you, Jesus. Come into his presence with our songs and our singing and our worship. Hallelujah. Oh, that we can face the day, Father God, that you said, just bring me your worship. Even now, as we continue our worship, the altars are open. If you want to just come up and just minister unto the Lord, or where you're standing or where you're seated, as we wait upon him this morning.
Will fill this place. Even
even now we worship and we magnify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. For the presence of the Lord is here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, praise and worship team. Thank you, Pastor. You may be seated. What? Okay.
Thank you, Lord. You know,
now I am. Oh, we're really, really on. Laverne kept saying, in the nick of time. God took care of you in the nick of time. Now, there's a story in the Old Testament. I really felt similar to that this morning. Story in the Old Testament about a man of God. His name was Elijah, and he had just seen one of the greatest victories of his entire career as a prophet. Fire falling on the sacrifice on Mount Carmel, consuming the sacrifice even when it was soaking wet. And a mighty victory for God over the power of Baal and over his prophets. And as soon as that happened, the devil said, enough is enough. And so all he had to do was to get word to Elijah that there was a mad woman after him. Yeah, she was the queen, but she was still, at this point, a mad woman. And what the message was is, you're going to be like the prophets of Baal as soon as I get my hands on you. And so the great man of faith and power that he was, he didn't come to town and stand up to her and say, my God is able, my God is greater. He took off and went into the mountains, and he found a cave, and he hid in the cave. What a change of atmosphere, and what a change of disposition. And so he's in there, and he's not happy. And while he's in there, this tremendous storm comes by, blowing rocks, and I mean just like you picture some of the pictures of tornadoes that you've seen. Shakes the place and passes on by, and the scripture says, but the Lord was not in it. And then there was an earthquake and fire shook the place. Probably would have gotten the attention of everybody standing around there if they'd been watching. And the Word of God says, but the Lord wasn't in it. And it said, and then there was a still, small voice. Elijah, what's your problem? And as I heard what Laverne was saying and we heard the songs, I thought, you know, many times when we need that just in the nick of time thing, we want it to be like a storm. We want it to hit with all kinds of force and show up so that the lights flicker, the room spins, et cetera, et cetera. Or we want it to be like an earthquake, so that we'll know for sure that God showed up. Am I right? But what about those times when we need him in the nick of time and he shows up in a still small voice and says, I'm here. Don't fear. I'll take care of things. Why can't we believe him as strongly at that point than we do when the earth shakes and the lights flicker? And I thought about all the times when we want something from God and we judge it by the external atmosphere. Boy, God really showed up because this happened and that happened and there were 10 people running fast they could run around the room. And there's nothing wrong with that. They were doing cartwheels. Rolling around, doing all the things that we do as Pentecostal, godly, on fire, spirit-filled people. But when God shows up to do what God shows up to do, all we got to understand is that God's here to do it. So let's keep that in mind. Go back into times in the scriptures when people had needs and all Jesus did was say something. Now, I don't know. The only time that we know for sure that he cried out was when Lazarus was in that tomb. And given the situation, maybe it took a little volume in his voice. But all he had to do was just be there and say something, and it happened. You need to understand that. We need to walk in that. God doesn't hear us because we shout. God doesn't hear us because we talk loud. God doesn't hear us because we talk fast. God doesn't hear us because we say amen or praise the Lord. He hears us because we speak a word from our heart telling him we need him. And he says, here I am. Here I am. I didn't need anybody in them hospital room 2 years ago to come in there and shake the lights and everything. In my heart, in my head, get them together. God is here. He does not have to make the room light up in the darkness of the night. And that's great. Because you have seen. So he told Thomas, because you have seen, you have believed. But blessed is he who believes and has not seen. You believe it because God said it. First thing God ever supernaturally did for me that I could say that I know that he did it. It was 1975. We'd just gotten baptized in the Holy Spirit. We ended up going to a prayer meeting at a place that was a bunch of spirit-filled people. Some of them were from the Methodist churches, which is where we were at the time. And so they invited us to go to this place with them. And even though I was a pastor, I mean, I'll just be honest with you, I was a little hesitant about going. Because I knew most of the Methodists that I knew, they weren't Pentecostal. So I wasn't used to that kind of thing. But they were such loving people and so convincing that we went with them that night. And we were in this farmhouse. And I don't know, maybe 12, 15, 20 maybe. I can't remember. But we were sitting around, and they were talking and everything, and we started praying. And I had an experience, and I know that I did not see what I felt. I felt like I was being stretched. And I was sure that if I opened my eyes, I would be right up next to the ceiling. And I could reach out and touch it. And that was one of them farmhouses that have the real old high ceilings. And I thought, I'm not going to open my eyes. I don't know what I'd do if I were to open my eyes and there's a ceiling. But that's exactly what it felt like. And then it reversed and pushed me right back down. And when I got back down to sitting on the couch like I was, instead of stopping, I just went, just kind of ran off the couch, you know, just like you melted and ran off the couch, and I'm sitting in the floor. And I thought, well, that was a strange happening. So I'm sitting there trying to comprehend everything. And I heard this voice say, tell them that I've healed you of migraine headaches. Because I used to have them, and I'll not go into that, but I used to have them bad, didn't I? And I started processing that in my little UMC brain. Well, Lord, that sounds good that you said that. But how do I know? I didn't have a headache when I came in here. I didn't have a headache when all that happened. I haven't had a headache for several days like that. So what? How do I know you've healed me of migraine headaches? And this is what he said, and I have never forgotten it. And this is before I even knew who Kenneth Hagin was, which was the big name in Spirit-filled charismatic circles. And that was even back when most people didn't know who Kenneth Copeland was. And he said, because I told you I did. You know I've done it because I just told you I've done it. And that was my first experience with believing something simply because God said it without having to see any kind of sign or anything like that. Circumstances doesn't have to line up with it. All you got to do is believe that God said it. And if he said it, it's going to happen. But now don't try to believe that God said something just because that's what you'd like to see happen. You know, Lord, do this. And he says, I'm not going to do it. But Lord, you said, no, you're not going to, we're not going to do that because that does not fit in with the plan and purpose that I have for you. But I will take care of you and I will meet all of your needs and I will do everything you need done. But I'm just not going to do that. But if he said it to you, you can write it down. It will happen. If we don't have that confidence and we can't have that security, we don't have much security on anything else. Because all you've got to go on that you're going to heaven is his word. You don't have any other proof. Now, there's a lot of things that happen and people have experiences and everything. But I'm not even required to believe your experiences, even if they're true. But I'm required to believe that the Word of God is true. I have to believe it to have a chance. And all the extracurricular things that we see and hear, hey, those are signs and wonders. But the real essence of all that we receive is if God said it, he will do it. And we're going to have a prayer time here with all of these names. And Laverne's going to read them off to you while I change microphones and get a drink of water.
And I want to say this. Someone came up to me one day this week. Well, it was yesterday, and I saw him out, and we were sharing the different needs that people have, different ones that are in the hospital. Edwin's in the hospital in Somerset, congestive heart failure. Rita Harvey's still in the hospital in Somerset. Phyllis Keltner still, she sees a specialist this week about her back. And, of course, then her mother's there, and so her sister's taking care of both of them. And then Jerry and Denise's neighbor, Barbara, they've been helping take care of them. She has surgery tomorrow. Denise sees a specialist this week, right? And then Donnie Bennett had surgery. And you're looking around, you think, that's where these people are. You know, they have needs today that we need to intercede for them. Donnie's surgery came out great. It was about a four-hour surgery, open-heart surgery. They had to do the open-heart surgery so they could remove the aneurysm on his vocal cords. But I think he's already been singing. And they're pretty sure he's going to get full restoration of his voice back. I want to hear him singing What a Healing Jesus again. And I think I sent that comment to him. And then, you know, there's other people. And so they ask if somebody asked if we could meet once a week for a while for prayer. I've got a sign-up sheet back there. I haven't set a time. I haven't set a day or a time. Because whoever signs that sign-up sheet, I think you all need to decide when you want to meet for prayer, whether it's, you know, whatever you do. So there's a sign-up sheet if you're interested. But there's just a lot of stuff going on. And it's not only just the people in our church. We want to pray for Lane Sapp. There's a name here. I don't know this person, but Lois Kahn, cancer. Then Phyllis and Rita, Barbara Grider, Troy Strange, cancer. Has surgery this week. Jamie Bryant has gone for treatments somewhere. I think it's Kansas. Arkansas. Benny Murphy for healing. I said Edwin, Donnie Bennett. And then we want to pray for Benny Kaler's son who's still missing. He's got until the end of this month or he's considered, he's AWOL now, but if he doesn't get in before the end of August, it's jail and federal crime.
Desertion
in wartime. That young boy needs to come to his senses because they know he's out there. I think somebody told Benny that he was at Fort Knox and he has gone looking for him. They've sent messages on Facebook, you know, just begging him to turn himself in. It's better to face it now. There'll be some discipline than later. And I thought of him when I read that Psalm in 107, you know, he's out running. And he needs to do as a prodigal son and come to his senses and come back and face whatever he needs to face so that he won't live the rest of his life in such a bad situation. Are there other prayer requests this morning? How you spell her last name? P. Okay, Probus instead of Probes. Okay. Right, he knows how to deal with them. Somebody else, I saw Libby. Amen. Amen. We are in agreement with prayer for healing and for Bonnie Ashbrook family. Yes. Yes, Linda. Kelly. Linda's daughter, Kelly. Amen. Was there someone else? Okay. Right. Your uncle, he's 90? Yeah. Okay.
Put Elizabeth Foy on there.
Yes, Elizabeth Foy. She's asking people to take special time out Tuesday and pray for her. She sees her oncologist and goes, finds out what she's going to be going through. She's had a double mastectomy, and she's just, hey, you know Elizabeth. But she says she just wants agreement, just like everybody, that by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed.
Hello. Oh, well. It's back to this. Hello, hello, hello. Hello? 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 Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Just keep this one close. Amen. Let's pray over these requests. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for your greatness, for your mercy, for your love, and for always being with us. I thank you, Lord God, that it, as we believe, we can receive. And I thank you, Lord God, because you have spoken. You said you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. You sent your word. Your word said, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. The word of God says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Your word says that, Lord, and we receive it as being the truth, because you are not a man that you could lie, but you always speak in truth. You said, Lord God, if we continue in your word, then we're your disciples indeed, and we'll know the truth, and the truth will make us free. And so, Lord God, your healing word says that Lane Sapp, Lois Kahn, Phyllis Keltner, Rita Harvey, Barbara Grider, Troy Strange, Jamie Bryant, Benny Murphy, Edwin Jackson, Donnie Bennett, Benny Kaler's son Brad, Darlene Probes, Doug Wolford, Bonnie Ashbrook's family, Libby Wright, Kelly, Linda's daughter, Gail's uncle, Elizabeth Foy. Receive that healing word. Receive that healing word. Libby, come up here. Thank you, Lord God, that your word has promised, and we believe it. And we thank you, Lord God, your word also says we lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Amen. Now, Lord God, we are going to lay our hands on her, and Amen. The recovery is coming. Amen. Your power, Lord God, is here. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Right now, let your healing power flow through her body in the name of Jesus. Touch that place where that cancer is supposed to be. We curse it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, right now for that healing power. Let that place be cursed and let that cancer die in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. And Lord God, we continue to lift up situations around, Father. I just pray for our Christian brothers and sisters. Some of them right now, Lord God, surviving in the face of death. And I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for strengthening us, strengthening them. Pray that our faith won't fail us. but that we, Lord God, will be able to walk with you, trust in you. Lord God, as we live in this world, and you said you didn't ask the Father to take us out of the world, but that we would be kept from the wicked one. So, Lord God, as we serve you, let us serve you with confidence, with a knowledge, Lord God, of what your word says about us. And may we be the light that we're called to be, to witness to a world that's in darkness. And Lord God, help us to walk as children of light, so that the world can see that there's a difference. Amen. And Lord God, we thank you. I pray for all the others that aren't here this morning for whatever reason that may be, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for supplying every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to dismiss Children's Church and preschool.
Now, let me say one thing before, as you're leaving, let me say one thing. You may have seen it in the bulletin. If you didn't see it in the bulletin, because of the things that Rita Harvey's gone through, they're in a little financial strain. So next Sunday, we're going to be receiving an offering for them, just a free will offering to help them with the incidental expenses. I think the covered medical part and everything, but some of the other things still go on. And Danny hasn't been able to be out on the road as much as he has been because of the situation. So pray about it, and then next Sunday we're going to be receiving an offering. Amen.